Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. This is Steve Roush, and I'll be reading this column for Jim. The title of the column for the 16th of March, 2020, is Ford versus Ferrari, and here's what Jim has to say about that. When you look at auto racing, at least 50% of the difference between winners and losers is maintenance. The recent movie Ford versus Ferrari drives this point home. Winning Le Mans came down to maintenance. Ford's breakthrough in this area was in brake maintenance. Not satisfied with just changing out disc brake pads, the Carroll Shelby team came up with the idea of changing out the whole spindle assembly. They checked the rule book, could not find a prohibition against the concept, and went with it, and they won. I have spent time working in a couple of converting plants during my lifetime in the pulp and paper industry. In neither case was I in charge of operations. Engineering in the first case, engineering maintenance and technical in the technical department in the second case. Both of them were five-day operations as opposed to 24/7 operations of a pulp or paper mill. The first one measured efficiency on a 24/5 basis. One could get pretty good at judging downtime in this scenario. If a line dropped to about 98% uptime, it started to look like a train wreck. In the second case, the industrial engineers had gotten a hold of the calculations. I had been there just a few days, and I asked the operations manager what their uptime rate was. He proudly told me it was 98%. I was astounded. Anytime I walked by any of the lines, it seemed like they were down. The first plant I had been in was brand new. This one had been around since before World War II and was poorly maintained. I dug deeper. The industrial engineers had declared 18 hours per week to be 100% efficiency. It wasn't long before a new operations manager arrived and introduced everyone to two magical devices, the clock and the calendar. Things started to improve after that, which was shortly after my maintenance work orders skyrocketed. Printing and converting plants often have the luxury of weekends to do heavy maintenance, since most run on a five-day schedule. Perhaps that is one of the many reasons I like to concentrate my efforts on paper machines. The seven-day routine is just more challenging. Paper machines are more like Le Mans, or are they? With the safety-first attitude of manufacturing operations, we will never be as good as pit crews when it comes to addressing downtime. I'll hasten to say, however, that most maintenance teams and mills are not as good as they could be. Let me frame and clarify why I say this a little better. I've been involved in the startup of a dozen new paper machines in the last 20 years. In every case, the urgency of the crew and maintenance team during unscheduled downtime drops from year one to year two rather severely. After that, it continues to drop, but at a much slower pace. Familiarity breeds contempt. It is an attitude issue. This drop in urgency can be partially offset by doing planned maintenance in an outstanding fashion. This reduces the emergency maintenance to a certain extent. What is missing, however, is a solid Pareto analysis of those items that caused the unscheduled downtime. The Carroll Shelby team determined that if it wasn't just brake pads, while they were in there, they changed out the entire basket of related parts, whether worn out or not. In fact, they didn't even inspect them. The brake pads were the signal that several items were likely to fail soon, so change them all now and save time later. They won the race. This is an idea more paper mills should adopt. Watch the movie, watch the maintenance. You just may learn something and improve your operations. Of course, we are going to trust that you do a better job of safety than the pit crews practice. Study the safety aspects of every maintenance job you do. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2020 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.